This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Now that Red Sox fans don't have to stress over a Game 7 of the World Series and its implications on a Halloween night, and indeed as baseball kicks off its cleats and settles in for a hiatus till spring, it's time to turn attention to the sports of winter. And for college hockey fans, now is the time to take stock of their favorite teams and their prospects. Helping us do that today, sports correspondent Andy Gardner. And Andy, thanks for being with us.
Great to be back, Mitch.
Now, let's start with the University of Vermont men's hockey team. It's our state's only Division I hockey squad. How's their season going so far?
Well, they've spread three games over the month of October in kind of a soft opening. They split, had a loss and a tie at fifth-ranked North Dakota, and then beat Penn State last weekend in the Hockey East Big Ten Challenge. So they come home 1-1-1, but things really get cranking this weekend with the home opener, which will mark the 50th anniversary of the program's history at Vermont. And they will host Notre Dame, who's ranked second in the country with a 5-1 record, is a new member of Hockey East, and will bring a lot of excitement Friday and Saturday to Gutterson Fieldhouse.
And this is sort of why UVM wanted the challenge of being in Hockey East now, to play teams like Notre Dame and some of the bigger squads, really test themselves, right?
It's a higher profile than they had been in the ECAC, but with that comes a challenge. And this is a pivotal year for Coach Kevin Sneddon. In 2008 and 2009, they reached the Frozen Four, but since then things have been rough. They've been 25, 65, 14 the last 3 years, just really not been a factor at all. Last year improved a bit. They doubled their win total to 11. But this season, they really need to take a big step, not a small step.
Well, what are their prospects for returning to the big tournament this year, the Frozen Four?
Well, the Frozen Four is going to be a reach, but reaching the playoffs is a realistic goal. It's an unusual mix on this team in that they have as many freshmen, 10, as they do upperclassmen. But there are two key upperclassmen, Connor Brickley and Chris McCarthy, seniors who had a chance to turn pro last year but returned for their senior seasons. So they're going to be leading the upperclassmen. On the youngster side, somebody who stepped up immediately is goalie Mike Santaguida, who has, because of injury, played the first three games of the season. Last year, Brody Hoffman played all 36 games, and because of circumstances, they could never give him a rest. Santaguida has looked good in his first three starts, so now they have an option in net. Offensively has been where Vermont has struggled. So these 10 freshmen are all scorers. Mario Puskovic is a guy who you can keep an eye on this year. They were really looking to juice the offense and improve the power play, which has been a real struggle for them in recent years.
Now, there are many loyal fans of the Norwich University hockey team, and they graduated a strong senior class last year. Are they in rebuilding mode now this year?
You might say that. We're going to find out as things go along. They have made four consecutive trips to the Frozen Four and won three NCAA titles since 2000. The last one was with a senior group that just left. They won a title as freshmen. So Coach Mike McShane has got some holes to fill. Travis Janke is really the only returning scorer of note, and they're going to have to look to some freshmen coming in, 14 freshmen, which is the largest class he's ever had. And also they're uncertain in goalie. They used three goaltenders last year, none of whom really stepped up and took the job, and so that's going to evolve this winter.
It's also been a few years since Middlebury College has won a Division III title, and the coach says that's because of changes to recruitment. What's going on there?
Well, Middlebury was the gold standard in Division III. They've won eight NCAA titles, including five in a row, but the last came in 2006, and they haven't even reached postseason the last 3 years. Part of that is because of the changing landscape in Division III recruiting. Most all players now, even at the Division III level, come to college after spending 2 or 3 years even in junior leagues. Mike McShane says 90% of his roster at Norwich are junior players. They have a handful at Middlebury, but Coach Bill Beeney really prefers to recruit high school kids and see if he can develop them into good college players. But that oftentimes leaves 18-year-old freshmen going against 24-year-old seniors. And as he said, that can be men against boys. But he's got a good class in the sophomores. He's got a couple of players in Robbie Donahoe and Louis Belial, who are experienced senior scorers. And he's got Matt Silkoff, who was the rookie of the year last year in NESCAC. So he's got more Bill Beeney's got more optimism this year than he's had in the past three or four.
Would you say Middlebury fans, though, are pretty patient and loyal? Because that's what you need to do if you're, you know, watching the freshmen and those young kids from high school really develop into good players.
I think they understand the dynamic there, but the bar was raised so high with Middlebury hockey that it's tough to miss the postseason. So I think that they're holding themselves to that standard.
Andy, I want to get an update on a story you had for us a little while back about McCallum Foote, the quarterback of the Middlebury College football team, who is making some real waves. How's his season going so far?
He's going very well, Mitt. Perhaps not player of the year caliber, but Middlebury is 5-1. They just defeated Trinity to end the Bantam's 14-game winning streak. Foote has thrown for over 2,000 yards and is ranked fourth nationally with just under 340 passing yards per game. He's had 14 touchdown passes. The downside, 11 interceptions, because he's been working with a new set of receivers and it's taken a while to get on the same page. Plus, their running game hasn't been that strong. Foote threw 84 passes in a loss against Amherst. He completed 54 of them, but it wasn't enough. Still, he's up to his old tricks. He completed a fourth down pass in the final minute last week for a touchdown to beat Trinity. So look for Middlebury probably to end 7-1 again this year and Foote to be on some postseason all-star teams.
As always, sports correspondent Andy Gardner, thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
You can find Andy's story at vpr.net, and our sports reporting is supported by the VPR Journalism Fund.